Hello and welcome back. This is the second moment of Mapping the Mindstream. Today, I want to talk about truth and having your ideas challenged. I remember there was a time where I would quietly unravel, like quite literally unravel, when I experienced a point of view that challenged my own. I was so set on the facts of my own discovery that it was so hard to let anything else show up in that space. But I would make it seem like I was open, I mean. Like I'd pretend to be okay with what was going on, even though deep down I was struggling. When I shared the first moment, the musing moment, I had a great response from someone. They acknowledged my mind, my words, and my manners. They also acknowledged that they completely struggled to grasp with what it is that I meant. And I'm noticing the way I took that response, how different that feeling was compared to before. In the past, I would be trying to convince people that leading from a deeper reason of your existence, whether as a person or as an organization, was the most important thing to figure out. That we must lead from our values and pursue meaningful work above all else. It resonated with some, and it didn't with others. Mostly because I had personally collapse that pursuit as the truth, that it was either an all-in or all-out construct, meaning that either you're going to commit fully to this exploration, you're going to invest the time, or not. What I'm discovering lives in a subtle nuance, a new question that's as old as time. One we all explore whether we're aware of it or not. And it certainly is the question that I keep asking of myself. What is true for me? Distinct from the truth. See, my whole life I've been told to believe there is only one truth. And because it is the truth, it cannot be contested. And if you decide to contest it, well, then you must be ready to accept the consequences of standing in that spot. It was extremely polarizing. You're either in or you're out. You either doubt or you're devout. And I think back now to the work I'm doing and who I'm serving, the artists and the creative professionals. People who are seeking answers to their question and who sometimes trap themselves in their own echo chamber. I know because I've been there and continue to be there. We keep the reasons why we're doing the work we're doing so tightly to our chest because it's safe there. It won't be contested there. But I really do think our big ideas and our points of view and how we express them out to the world are our biggest contributions. And the impact of this work will always ripple out. Those that do the work of throwing their ideas out there to see what happens and then use that to inform the next step we take, I think are the ones that have eventually a discovery of a profound clarity of themselves and the world around them. Now, again, this is distinct from the truth, only what's true. And sometimes I can see how easily those become one and the same. So I think the real opportunity for our artists and creatives is and always will be to give yourself permission to explore more deeply those things that many find fascinating about you but struggle to relate or understand. and that that's okay. And that the work to do is not to satisfy their confusion, to justify our actions. This, I think, is a trap that leads to self-doubt. But to fulfill on our purpose, to keep creating what's meaningful and worthwhile to us. And it's likely that if we do that, if we continue down that path, clarity for those around us will come as well. So that's my muse for today. Thanks for listening. And I think I will be putting this into a bit of a newsletter structure. Not entirely sure yet what that looks like, but thank you for listening, and I'll keep you posted.